The following program is brought to you by the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, and I'm Pastor Schulze.
Do you need a second touch from Jesus? I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. This broadcast comes to you every week at this time over the station. Today we're going to look at one of the most remarkable stories in the healing ministry of Jesus, and this comes to us from the Gospel of Mark. I shall read from verse 18 of that chapter following. And he, that is Jesus, cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of town. And when he had spit on his eyes, and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up, and said, I see men as trees walking. After that Jesus put his hands again upon his eyes, and made him look up, and he was restored, and saw every man clearly. He sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town. Friends, one of the things that is remarkable about this text is that Jesus tried to heal someone, and he tried the first time, and he only got a partial result. And then he tried a second time, and the man began to see clearly on that second touch. Let me ask you this question. Are there any other passages like this in the Gospels where Jesus did not have instant success? Look at the story of the feeding of the 5,000. Did Jesus pray and then break the bread, and then all of a sudden the apostles came back from the back rows of this great multitude and said, there's not enough food for the back rows. Jesus, you need to pray again and break the bread again so they all get fed. No, it was not so. How was it with blind Bartimaeus? Was he healed in the first or second prayer of Jesus? So what is the meaning of this, for Jesus first getting the man partial sight and then getting him perfect sight? Well, I believe when the Holy Spirit came to reveal to the apostles a deeper meaning of all the things of the Old Testament, like a deeper meaning of the tabernacle, of the manner, of the sacrifices, so the Holy Spirit can give us a deeper meaning of the teachings of Jesus, his parables, his works. So we can deduct a lesson. Whatever was done in the physical by the Lord, as we read it in the scriptures, has a deeper spiritual meaning to it. And let's get to that today. For example, take Jesus. He foresaw the kingdom of God in a treasure. He saw the kingdom of God in a treasure hid in a field. He saw the kingdom of God in a piece of leaven. He saw it in 10 virgins. He saw it in a mustard seed. He saw it in how the people met at the marketplace to do business. So there's a physical and there's a spiritual, and Jesus knew how to make the connection. Now let's get into the story here before us, and the context here is a clue to the understanding of the text. The context is verse 22, where the Bible says that Jesus came to Bethsaida. That is, he came into the city, and as he came into the city, two or three men approached him, bringing unto him a blind man. In other words, the blind man was in the presence of Jesus. He made his request that he would be touched by Jesus. Now, this all happened in the city of Bethsaida. Now, we come to the first marvel and wonder of the story, and it is that Jesus, instead of healing the blind man right there in the city of Bethsaida, he takes this man by his hand and leads him outside of the city limits. Oh, hallelujah, we say. My friend, whenever Jesus puts his hand in your hand, or you put your hand in his hand, marvelous things are about to happen. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all of us would keep our hands in the hands of Jesus all the time? It would save us from all kinds of troubles. The only time we get into serious trouble is when we take our hand out of the hand of the Master. So, it says that Jesus took him aside outside of the city. Why is that? Wouldn't the city be the best place for Jesus to do a miracle? Don't you want to do a miracle where there are a lot of people so the word of his wonderful work can spread quickly into every place around the area. No, Jesus took this man outside of the city where there was no one to witness the miracle except perhaps the two or three men that brought him. Now, you say, why is this? I'll tell you why. It is because the cup of iniquity, the cup of sin of the city of Bethsaida was full, and Jesus would not do any other miracle in that city anymore. My friend, there's a time when God or Jesus is done with a city, or he's done with a church, or he's done with an individual, because the cup of iniquity is full and there's no more mercy, there's no more grace available. Jesus could say, I sent you preachers. I've given you miracles. I've given you the word over and over again. And you have refused to repent, and I'm done with you. I will do no more miracles in Bethsaida. The cup of your iniquity is full. Now, you can see this clearly from another text in the Bible. It is from Matthew chapter 11, verse 21, following. Let me read to you what it says there, and these are the words of Jesus. He says, quote, woe unto you, Chorazin, woe unto you, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth in ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sidon and Tyre on the day of judgment than for you, and you, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. So, friend, there you have it. And included in this tremendous judgment is the city, of course, of Bethsaida, where Jesus did miracle after miracle after miracle, and people would not repent, and now their cup of iniquity was full, and the wrath of God was on this city. The fact is that there is a time when the iniquity is full for a city, a church, an individual. This is also enforced in Romans, the second chapter, where Paul talks about people who abuse themselves and abuse others. He talks about fornicators, adulterers, homosexuals who do the same act of sin over and over and over again. And there's a point, my friend, when God says to them, I'll give up on you. The words are found at least three times in Romans. It says, and God gave them up. So, I suggest to you, if you're a lukewarm Christian and keep fiddling and fiddling year after year without going all for God, you're in a very serious place. You need to get right with God, because it says today is the day of salvation and now is the accepted time. That's the background. So this is why Jesus did the miracle outside of the city of Bethsaida and not in the city of Bethsaida. He was done with that city. That city was doomed. Now, let's look at the miracle. It's a two-stage miracle. My friend, I believe everyone who's born of God needs a second touch from Jesus. Unless we are born again and sanctified, saved and sanctified, we will not know what this great salvation is all about, and we will simply see men as trees walking all about us without seeing them clearly, distinctly knowing their identity. And so Jesus touched the man the first time, and after he touched him, he said to him, now, what do you see? Do you see something? And the man said, I see men as trees walking. Can you see, my friend, by the very question that Jesus asked, do you see something, that Jesus did not intend for this man to receive perfect sight at the first time? Or he would not have asked the question, do you see something? So there is a deep spiritual meaning in this that the Holy Spirit wants us to get to. For example, when the blind man was healed, Jesus did not ask him, can you see now? No, Jesus has a context here that we need to pay attention to. And that is, there are three stages of truth revealed here. The one is that man is capable of rejecting the Lord. Secondly, he may have a birth. And the third one is he is needy of sanctification. So, he's trying to teach us something about our need for a second touch, our need for sanctification, for an inner cleansing, for an inner removal of this carnal, rebellious nature that is still within us after we are born again, that has to be removed by the process, what the Bible calls sanctification. And unfortunately, most Christians go through their whole lives seeing men as trees walking, and not clearly. That means they do not clearly see this great salvation that God has for them, and you tell by the way they act and with whom they interact that they've missed it. Oh, so after we're born again, we need to go on to a work of the Holy Spirit. We need to have a second touch of our dear Lord. And if we don't go on unto sanctification, the cleansing of the heart, we essentially become no better than the people in the city of Bethsaida who had Jesus with them over and over again, doing wonderful miracles in their midst, but their hearts became so hardened that they would not repent, and eventually the wrath of God was resting upon them. Now, let's look at another aspect of this miracle. When Jesus asked the man, "Do you see anything?" He said, "I see men as trees walking." That is, it tells us that this man was honest. My friend, consider it, that Jesus, the very Son of God, would stand before you and touch you in your eyes to heal you from blindness, and you would then only receive partial sight. Would you have the courage to say, "Jesus, I appreciate what you've done, but it's not enough. Can you do some more?" You need to remember that this man, he didn't just go home saying, "I won't bother Jesus anymore, and what he's done is good enough for me," and pretend he could see clearly. He knew he could not see clearly. And so he said, "I don't see clearly. I said, there's fuzziness as yet in my eyes." Oh, my friend, you will not get the second touch of Jesus as long as you are a pretender. He will neither save you nor sanctify you if you are a pretender. We have too many pretenders walking about who say Jesus did something for them, but the evidence is otherwise. Then, Jesus told the man, "Don't go to Bethsaida and share this great miracle of healing." He forbade him to go back into the town because the town was under the condemnation of our Lord, because the cup of iniquity of that town was filled. Not only did Jesus not wish to do another miracle in the town of Bethsaida, but he didn't even want them to know of a miracle that happened outside of their city gates. Let me read this verse again so you get it. He sent him away to his house. Obviously, his house was outside of the town of Bethsaida. He sent him away to his house, saying, "Neither go into town, nor tell it to any in the town." So the town was not to have a miracle happen in its city limits anymore. The town was not even to hear that a miracle happened outside of its city limits anymore. The town was going to be left in the dark about any further thing that God was doing in the area. Now, you ask me, Pastor Schulze, how do I get the second touch? How do I know God's really going to do it for me? Well, this is the Lord speaking. Comes from the Old Testament. It says, "And you shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." So place your hand in the hand of Jesus and keep praying and keep listening to this radio broadcast and any other thing that God may send across your pathway. Keep reading the scripture and the promise will be fulfilled. What you are seeking for in fellowship with Jesus, my friend, beyond conversion, that will bring you into the likeness of Jesus, you will receive it. And to those who wonder, "Have I sinned so much that my cup of iniquity is full and there's no more hope for me?" As long as you are capable of, my friend, falling at the feet of Jesus in true, genuine repentance, heaven will be open for you. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. Goodbye now until next week.
In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.